my word for us to what creates change. I can say stuff all I want, but when I get a God word, when I'm able to speak what the word of God says over this church, over that word double, when we start speaking double, God gave that word to Pastor. Pastor didn't just think of that, decide, you know what, maybe this church should double. It'd be okay if it did, it'd be okay if it didn't. No, like God commanded this church to double. He commanded it. And I believe that we need to hook up with that and say double in Jesus' name. I'm not going to stand for anything less. I'm not going to stand for a couple souls saved here, a couple souls saved there. I'm calling double to this church. And we all have a part to play in that. We all have a part to play. So get his word in your mouth, right? That whole faith thing, right? Faith. His word in my mouth produces change, produces the will of God. That's what I want. That's what we are called to produce, the will of God here on this earth. Not my will, not what I think should happen, but what God wants done here in this church. And we have a vision right now. We have a vision. Pastor has a vision of double. And I believe that we're called to speak to those dry bones around the community, those dry bones in the church, and speak double to them. Get that vision sparked. I believe that God's put a call on every believer's life, a supernatural call, something that you were created to do. It's irrevocable. It can never change. That call was placed on your life. And I believe that it's time to really, really, really start walking in it. Because the more people we get walking in their call, double's going to happen sooner. But the more people we have sitting back, watching other people walk in their call, or kind of tiptoeing in their call, kind of doing it a little bit here, a little bit there, that's really going to hinder that double process. But I believe it's time for us to jump in, to take it up a notch, to press in a little bit further so that we can reach that double at the exact time that God wants us to double. Amen. And guess what? That time's right now. That time's right now. Things happen in the spirit before they happen in the natural. And I believe that our faith, our words, they activate that. They activate that. The more people we got activating, the more doubling we're going to see, the more life, the more people we're going to see that are not just full of life, but that they're actually alive to the will of God. That verse that says, "Surely I will cause breath to enter into you and you shall live." I believe that God wants that in every part of your life. I believe that God wants that in the very DNA of you, that he will breathe his life on the inside of you and that you will live, that every idea that God placed on the inside of you has got God's stuff all over it and it's way better than you could have ever imagined. That life that wants to just flood and cultivate things on the inside of you, that's the kind of life that's going to cause this church to grow and to develop even more and more intensely. And at a rapid speed, by you allowing the life of God, the breath of God to come dwell on the inside of you. And I just made a note that when God breathes something on our lives, it's going to always far exceed our mental capacity and our physical ability. Always. It's always going to exceed whatever I could think of. I may have an idea of how I can move here in this church. I may have an idea of how we can start this kind of ministry. But when God, you allow God's breath to come on the inside of you, you just become alive in a whole different way. And that's when change begins to happen and you infect people all around you and they go from just living this Christian life to being this alive person who's ready to do the will of God here at Spectrum Church. Because we need some more people ready to put some time in, to put some prayer in, to put some dedication in, to build the church. That's what we're here to do. We're here to build the church. And guess what? Our building is going to be double. And that's what we got to keep pushing for, contending for that. Made a note that the Bible says we're called to be dead to sin, dead to ourselves, but not. Then we're called to be alive to Christ, alive to God. Whatever you called me to do, whatever you want me to do, whether I think I can do it or not, God, I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to do it because this church needs to double and I need to play a part in that. I'm not just not going to stand by and watch it happen. I need to be a part of that. Okay. There's a verse in Mark 5:34, and it speaks, it's a chapter about the woman with the issue of blood. We talked about it in youth last week, and it's just such a cool story. I just want to highlight one part of it. It says, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, be healed of your affliction." And that faith that made her well is the same faith that's going to grow Spectrum Church. You know that? That faith that made that lady well, that was sick for 12 years, she only grew worse. She went to doctors. She was doing everything in the natural she knew how to do. But all of a sudden, when that faith leaped up on the inside of her and she went to the place she needed to go, she came to the person she needed to talk to, the life giver, her body became alive. What was dead and dying on the inside of her, it jumped and it changed in an instant because of her faith. And I believe as Christians, as people here in Spectrum Church, our faith needs to take it up a notch. We gotta increase and increase in our faith, increase in our vision. What does increasing in our faith mean? To believe that this church can double. To really believe that. If we haven't got to the point where we can believe the church can double, our faith definitely needs to grow. It needs to grow because that's where this church is going. You want to come with us? It's going to be fun. So come along for this. You want to be a part of this. God's moving here in Chula Vista. Amen. He's moving right here. How cool that we're able to have these outreaches in schools. How amazing, how God ordained, how just amazing is that? And we get to be a part of that. That's something that God's called us to do, and we're affecting change. That's part of our double right there. I don't know if you believe that or not, but I believe that's part of our double. So get involved when we do outreaches. We need you. We need you to keep pushing that double forward. I believe that's what God's called this church to do. So I'm talking about this movement. I'm all about movement. I'm like a super forward thinker. Like, okay, I'm doing my job right now, but I'm already thinking about how I'm going to get promoted. I've only been there like 9 months, but how can I get promoted to the next place? People don't really get promoted until they're like there for like 4 or 5 years. No, what steps do I need to take to get me there? Oh, you need that experience? Well, please, let me do that experience tomorrow. What do I need to do? I'm a very, very forward thinker. And I hate staying still. I hate it. I do not like staying still. I don't mean like I need to be like fidgeting and moving all around like I am tonight. But I mean like not moving forward in what God's called me to do. Amen. Not moving forward in my career, not moving forward in my family, not moving forward in my marriage. Like I constantly want to be moving forward. And I know the devil wants to keep us stuck. I had a friend one time, she told me, "I just believe God wants me to just stop doing everything I'm doing. He just wants me to stop serving. He just wants me to stop doing that, stop doing this." She ends up not going to church at all, and then ends up saying, "You know, I really feel called to this ministry over there. I just really want to serve." I'm like, you were serving. So inaction, I don't like inaction. And I believe that if you are inactive, it is detrimental to your spiritual life. We cannot have inaction here at Spectrum Church. We cannot have people filling seats. We cannot have people teaching kids downstairs and not moving forward. I believe that we're called to increase. We're called to move from glory to glory and not just stay where we're at. So inaction, that messes up. That's detrimental to your spiritual growth. But action, oh, how that just, the presence of God just comes all over some faith. It comes all over some action, moving in the call of God on your life. Pastor Mark Hankins says, "If your faith isn't talking, it isn't working. Faith always has a voice." So what are you saying about Spectrum Church? Are you saying Spectrum Church is doubling? Or are you saying, "Oh yeah, I go to Spectrum Church," and that's the end of it? Oh, no. There's something to be said about Spectrum Church right now. There's something to be said about the growth that's happening at Spectrum Church right now. There's a voice that comes out of Spectrum Church every time we come and gather. That's a spiritual voice, a voice of breakthrough, a voice of deliverance, a voice of freedom, a voice of faith. That's what comes when we all gather together. So keep coming. Keep bringing people to church. They need to hear that voice. That's a voice that you can't speak. That's a voice that pastor can't. That's the Holy Spirit that comes and just invades people's lives. And that's what we need in order for us to double. Okay. So we have... Some people want to think that, okay, in order for us to double, God's got to do something. What's God going to do? We're just waiting for God to do something. Well, I found out long ago that God's already done everything he's going to do. He resurrected Jesus. In Jesus' resurrection, that gives me everything that I need. Everything that I need. That gives me the ability to believe what God says when he says it, because God watches over his word to perform it. That gives me the ability to believe that I can have dominion over all the works of the devil because Jesus did. So don't think that, oh, I'm waiting for God to move. No, God's waiting for you to move. God's waiting for you to move. God's waiting for your faith to rise to the level it needs to be at. God's waiting for you to draw in a little bit closer. God's waiting for you to talk to that person. God's waiting for you to get moving in your call, the will of God on your life. That's where, like, seriously, the hand of God rests so strong on those that decide to walk in the will of God for their life. Amen. Seriously, the moment, I've experienced the moment you step out of that, there is just a lifting off, and you do not have the same covering that you have when you're walking in the will of God. Things change drastically for the better in your life when you are moving forward. I believe that stuff in your family changes. Stuff at work changes. You see a change here at church when you see people walking in the call of God on their life. And I believe we're called to, like I said, take it up a notch. Take it up a notch. We're believing for double, whether you like it or not. You're going to have to take it up a notch. So like I said, Jesus has already done everything he's going to do. God's already done everything he's going to do. He resurrected Jesus, and now there's resurrection power that lives inside of me so that anything that's become dead in my life, all of a sudden, in an instant, it can become alive. In an instant, it can become alive. And I believe that sometimes there are things that, I don't know how, they become dead in our lives. Maybe it's something God's called us to do. Maybe an idea that we had. Maybe a direction we were supposed to walk in, and all of a sudden, I don't know if we get busy, I don't know if we get discouraged, I don't know if sometimes we think we didn't hear from God, and so we step back from that. And God's saying, I'm the life giver. I've resurrected Jesus from the dead. I want to bring life back to that area of your life. Because we need those areas of our life to have resurrection power working in them and them to be alive to God in order for us to keep moving forward. So it's good to always do that mental check and evaluation of my life, like, do I got something dead going on? Is there something, God, that I need to be taking up a notch? God, I want to move forward with you. I want to move forward with the purpose, the plan you have, not only for me, but for my church, God. I'm linking up with my pastor. He's telling me to believe for double. And look, I've got some problems with my finances. Looks like my finances are dead right now. I need to speak some life into my finances. I know I do. Anybody else? Speak some life into your finances. I believe that God shows up when you do that. I believe that the life of God comes and just invades those dead areas by your faith. It does not happen by accident. It does not happen by coincidence. It happens when we speak the word of God over our lives, we speak the word of God over our church, that's how double happens. We speak the word of God over our families, that's how resurrection power and life comes and just invades us to the fullest. And that's what I believe that God has for us. I don't want to just live a boring Christian life. I want to live a super alive Christian life where God is moving and flowing and just changing people's lives around me. It's all about people. Jesus was all about people. This church, if you haven't noticed, is all about people. We got to hook up with that. We got to be these selfless people just like Jesus and speak the word of God over these dead bones that are lying around and speak life over them. There's a verse in Romans 4:17. Oh, I'm sorry. And it's the second part of it. It's talking about God, talking about Jesus. We'll start with it says, who. So it says, who gives life to the dead and speaks of... Oh, sorry, this is the Amplified version. It says, who gives life to the dead and speaks of non-existent things as he has foretold and promised as if they already existed. That's what we're called to do. If we want to get results like Jesus did of all those signs and wonders and miracles, we need to be speaking to our situations that seem impossible. We need to be speaking to this church that double happens because it says that he spoke of non-existent things as if they already existed. That's faith right there, right? Speaking when you don't see it. Speaking when you don't see it. And believing and hanging on to that and not letting go of that. Because the word of God, or sorry, the mouth of God has spoken to our pastor that double is God's will for us. And I believe that we're called to walk in it. So I believe that if our church is going to grow, some dead things need to become alive. Not tomorrow, not in a few months, but we got to have faith to believe that things are alive right now. Right? Things are alive right now. We speak to them right now. Speak to them right now. There's another quote from Pastor Mark Hankins. I kind of tweaked it myself because I didn't remember exactly how it went. But it says, it's your job to have faith and to believe, and it's God's job to perform and deliver. I'm not the one in charge of 500 people. I'm not in charge of double here at Spectrum Church. I am in charge of what? Having faith and believing that God's word is true. That what God said will come to pass in this church. And I'm here just to kind of, you know, rev you up a little tonight because I'm excited about it. And I believe that in order for us to keep moving forward, we all got to get excited about it. Okay? All right. Okay, there's a verse in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18. We're talking about needing lots of alive people so that we can reach dead people. 12:18. Okay, but God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as it pleased. God has a purpose for you here in the body at Spectrum Church. God has a place. God has a place of service for you here at Spectrum Church. There's plenty of areas here at Spectrum Church. And we believe that that's what God's called you to come help and be a part of something here in the local church. There's a place for everyone and everyone's needed. And then we go over, I want to show you this other verse, John 15, verse 2. This is kind of like the inverse of that verse. It says, every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. So if you're not bearing fruit, you may still be living, but that's not what I call being alive. I call being alive that there's actually some fruit that follows what's going on in your life. And I believe that an increase comes in this church as we start bearing more fruit. That the will of God starts just being revealed in our lives, and that there's actually a tangible fruit that comes of that living, that life that's flowing on the inside of you. And I believe what that tangible fruit is people. That those are people's lives that God is coming to bear here in Spectrum Church. So I commission you to forget how you feel, number one. Number two, speak life over your mind and body and spirit. And number two, confess that you will live and you will not die. because I believe that we need to remember those things. Because God said that He's going to cut off the lifeless things. And right now, I believe that we need to come alive. And we need to be alive unto God and just be ready to jump in to the will of God for our lives and for the will of God at Spectrum Church. I would hate to just be a person to stand by and stand on the sidelines and just watch people's lives get changed. That's not the kind of person I am. That's not the kind of person Jesus is. I want to be right there in the middle of my sweat, my tears, my service, my time, just to know that I was a part of that change in someone's lives. Because every Sunday, people's lives are being changed. They're being changed. And we're a part of that. And I want to encourage you to be so alive that you're not willing just to stand back and watch it, but to really be a part of what God's doing here at Spectrum Church. There's another quote from Rich Wilkerson Jr. It says, "If you have a pulse, you have a purpose." I know everyone here has a pulse. There is a purpose in the body of Christ for you here at Spectrum Church. And I commission you to finish your race. I don't care where you're at in your race. Maybe you're thinking about the race. Maybe you've got your track clothes on. Maybe you see the finish line right there. I commission you, finish your race and get in the race. Get moving in the will of God for your life. Keep moving. Keep moving. The devil's going to want to, like, I don't know, what do they do to distract racers? Throw tomatoes at them, you know? He's going to want to take you off course. He's going to want to because he hates double. Double, like, he hates growth. If anything, he wants to shrivel up anything that exists. And I believe that we have dominion over all the works of the devil. We have authority. We have the word of God to speak double and speak life and to expect that. I expect it. You need to have an attitude of expectance. Not just like wishful, yeah, pastor, amen, pastor. Double. Look at you, pastor, you're talking about double. No, let's expect that. Double. Pastor, you say double? I believe double. I believe. We're going to just move, keep moving into that. Keep moving forward. The Bible says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the life giver. You need some life, you're feeling like your life tank's a little low, get in the Word. Get around some people who can help you with that tank. The life of God needs to be flowing in every aspect of your life. And I believe that's what God wants. He doesn't want a dead thing in your life. He doesn't want people in your life that don't know Him. He gives you the ability to reach them, to bring them, to speak to them. And that's how we're going to keep doubling. Okay, so just one more thing to share with you. Oh, my phone. The verse that Pastor has... I'm so sorry. Excuse me? Amos 9. Can we pull that up? Amos 9. I can't talk about double without talking about Amos 9. If you don't know what Amos 9 is, you better check your email. Okay. Amos 9. This is a portion of verses that God gave to Pastor in to kind of kick off this season where we're at right now. We're in a totally different season. You can just feel it. So let me share this with you. And then I'm just going to kind of, I can't go wrong reading an email from my dad, right? I mean, there's power in that email. So let me just kind of read verbatim a couple of words here. So Amos 9, verse 13 through 15 in the Message. This is what it says. This is God's word over our church right now. "Yes, indeed, it won't be long now, God's decree. Things are going to happen so fast your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring off the mountains and the hills. I will make everything right again for my people Israel. They'll rebuild their cities. They'll paint vineyards. They'll drink good wine. They'll work their gardens and eat fresh vegetables. And I'll plant them on their own land. And they'll never be uprooted from the land I give them. God, your God, says so." And that land, Pastor made a note of that land that talks about land at the end. And he said, What does it say? The prophecy ends with God promising that people would never be uprooted from the land he has given them. Let's believe that the enemy's attempts to distract, uproot, and displace the people you are reaching and those God has assigned to our church is broken. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I believe that double is the land God has called us to be in. That's the name of our land. Our land is double. And in the verse with the dry bones at the end of it, it says that in Ezekiel 37, verse 14, I will pour out my spirit in you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. God's got a separate land for Spectrum Church. Right now that land's called double. Double, 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 double land. So pastor in the email said, get ready. Get ready. How do you get ready? You link your faith up with that. And you believe that double's not only happening for my church, but double's happening in my life, in my family. Any dead area is coming alive. Because it's switching. Double is like a total switch. Double's going from one to two. That's a huge difference. You got one person, that's lonely. One person walking around. You got two people is a party. You got a party going on. And can you believe what's going to happen here at Spectrum Church when we have double, when we are walking and experiencing that new land? In your life, in your finances, in your relationships, in your family, for a total switch, a 180 to happen in your life. I believe that as things start happening here at Spectrum Church, it's going to be happening in your life. As things start happening in your life, things are going to be happening at Spectrum Church. It's going to be simultaneous. The Word of God says it's going to happen so fast, it's going to make your head swim. I like that. I really, really like that. So on that note, I believe tonight we are going to just be praying about the season that we're in right now. We're going to be praying for this generation, and that lives are going to be touched now. Not in the future, not by someone else, but that Chula Vista is going to experience a radical infusion of the gospel and of signs and wonders and miracles, because that's what God's ordained for this time. So if you guys would stand up with me, you guys listened really good. You guys listened really good. You didn't make me repeat myself too much. I'm going to start us off here in prayer. You can walk around, you can sit, you can jump around while you pray. You can do whatever you need to do to communicate with the Heavenly Father, with our God, with the life.